50s tonight.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump meeting today with probation officers prior to his July 11th sentencing on criminal charges. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
We are told the former president will sit for that virtually from his Mar-a-Lago estate. All of that will be included in a report that will be submitted to Judge Juan Merchan as he considers what the former president should be sentenced with on July 11.
Trump held a rally in Las Vegas yesterday, telling hotel workers if reelected, he would not tax their tips. The Biden administration doubling down efforts to broker a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Egypt later today will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Centrist party leader Benny Gantz resigning from Prime Minister Netanyahu's war cabinet, citing the lack of a plan, he says, for Gaza after the war. Big wins for far-right anti-immigration politicians in Europe over the weekend. Hunter Biden's gun trial is wrapping up in Delaware. Still unclear whether Biden himself will take the stand. This is ABC News. Pro basketball rookie Caitlin Clark on the not going to the Summer Olympics list next month.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think it just gives you something to work for. That's a dream. You know, hopefully one day I can be there.
WNBA superstar and all-time NCAA scoring champ left off the team roster.
Honestly, no disappointment. Like, I think
Caitlin Clark says U.S. basketball officials called her directly to tell her she had not made the team. Some speculate lack of experience. Insiders tell ABC News contributor Christine Brennan there may be another reason for the snub.
They were hearing one of the sticking points for Caitlin Clark was that there was concern about her immense fan base being unhappy that she was only getting a few minutes of playing time.
Many analysts call the decision a missed opportunity for Team USA.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Today's weather, rain and thunderstorms from Florida to Texas and up through the northern plains. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Governor Tony Evers announced the largest budget increase ever proposed for the universities of Wisconsin system. Friday, Evers said he will ask the legislature for an increase of over $400 million in each year of the biennium for the system in his next biennial budget to prevent further degradation of the UW system. Following inmate deaths at Waupun, budget writers in the Wisconsin legislature are looking at the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Senator Howard Markline said Friday the issues at DOC start at the top and he wasn't surprised by the resignation of Secretary Kevin Carr last month. And a company seeks to foreclose the home of the Milwaukee Bucks G League team, the Milwaukee Herd. Bayland Buildings filed a notice of mortgage foreclosure on Oshkosh Arena, saying the owner, Fox Valley Pro Basketball, is behind on mortgage payments. They're also over $600,000 behind in property taxes for this year.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, 74 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with Randy Larson with Loran Acres. They are this year's host for the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast this Saturday. We're going to talk with Randy, kick off our spotlight on the Larson family coming up. Right now, here's Eric Church, and this is Hell of a View. It's 9:06.
That was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, it's living on the edge. You holding me, holding you, it's a hell of a view. I paint with my old Gibson, you paint your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby, let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue,
into the blue.
This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off a ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, this living on the edge. It's a hell of a view. Hell of a view.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good Monday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. And we kick off week number two of June Dairy Month as we feature our farm host families of our dairy breakfasts. And thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting these spotlights on our dairy farm families. And this week, of course, is the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast. It'll be this Saturday starting at 7:30 at the Randy and Lori Larson Farm. It's Loran Rolling Acres on Highway U, just outside of Plum City. I'll tell you what, beautiful drive up here as well along Highway U when you come up to the breakfast. And Randy Larson joins us this morning. And Randy, first, thank you for having us all come for the dairy breakfast. Tell us about the farm, a little bit of history on the farm.
Yeah, the farm originated in 1934. My grandpa bought it at that point. And then in 1960, my mom and dad, John and Della, bought it from my grandpa. And then in 1999, I bought it from my mom and dad. And it was originally a dairy farm. And then in 99, I bought it in January 1st, and then I converted it, decided to not be milking anymore, so I started custom raising heifers later in that year, and been custom raising dairy heifers ever since.
Wow, okay, so you actually would help the Kohler family then, I guess, is in a way. You're not milking, so to speak. You're raising their heifers or helping with their heifers?
Yeah, we've in the past 25 years now, we've had five different dairies that we've raised for over that time, and yeah, we... The dairy maintains ownership of the animal, and they pay us per head per day to raise them for them.
Okay, so you, how many heifers do you help raise at a time here on the farm?
Currently, we're down to about 200. At one point back in our heyday, we were about 4 1/4.
Wow, okay. And along with the heifers, then what type, how much land do you have to grow crops to support helping raise those heifers?
Our main home farm is about 250 acres and then just a little bit of rented land. But yeah, we run crop land at 250 plus a little bit more.
And so the crops that you grow then, what are you, is it the traditional corn, soybeans, alfalfa, or what are you growing?
Yeah, no, the traditional, yep.
Traditional corn, soybeans, and alfalfa. Wow, a heifer raising operation. So this week we're going to find out a little bit about what Randy does, not only to protect his land and his water, like we did when we talked with the Kohler family, but this will be a little different. We're going to find out a little bit about how he protects the heifers and takes care of them and some of the different things that he has to do with that. Plus, we'll even talk a little bit with Lori as well about this year's Pierce County Dairy Breakfast. Again, this Saturday here at Loran Rolling Acres on Highway U, just outside of Plum City. You're listening to WRDN.
Back on my feet.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lori Morgan, I Don't Know My Own Strength, 9:15. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. We'll have Today in History opening farm markets as well this hour as well. And joining us right now, we have Stacy Hartung with the Buffalo Pepin Literacy Alliance and author Donna Kern, who's a student of the Alliance. And she wrote a book, too. We're going to talk with both of them this morning. And Stacy, well, good morning. And thank you for joining us this morning. Now, the Alliance has an upcoming event, I understand.
We do. Every year we like to set aside a little bit of time to just celebrate the year's accomplishments. Namely, we'll highlight Donna's here in a little bit, but super excited for all the students that come to work with our agency. You know, we had a lot of conversations about whether this should be a fundraising event, but we said no. Let's just take some time, see each other, enjoy the successes, and really just share the mission of literacy and all the good work that our group is doing.
And that's the whole, that's the big thing with this, with the Literacy Alliance. You help a lot of folks, and not just with literacy, because there's all kinds of different literacy. There's literacy in reading a book. There's financial literacy. There's a whole bunch of different things.
Digital
that you guys
literacy,
do.
Yep. That's a huge one right now. So, yeah, we offer literacy services really on every facet and skill set. We help people get their GEDs. We help people who are incarcerated kind of in their reentry process. Digital literacy, so getting a lot of people connected to the internet. Since everything's online right now, it used to be you had to go in for job applications. Now it's all electronic, and some people have never had a laptop in their life. So we're lucky enough that we can help them understand that, but we can also give them devices to practice on.
And again, talking with Stacy Hartung with the Buffalo Pepin Literacy Alliance. So this will be on when? June 20th?
Yeah, next Thursday, 6 to 7:30. We're going to be at Durand Memorial Park, weather permitting, fingers crossed there. Hasn't been a problem in the last few years. So I think we've got some people looking down on us, helping us with weather. From 6 to 7:30 at Durand Memorial Park, we'll have refreshments. Really, it's just a lot of really good people who volunteer their time to give back to the community, getting together. We're going to have some students in our group, including Donna here, who's going to read the book to the group, and just celebrate all the really important little and big moments that our committee is part of in this community.
Talking with Stacy Hartung this morning with the Buffalo Pepin Literacy Alliance. Again, on June 20th, they're having a recognition event at Memorial Park here in Sparta. And that's, or in Sparta.
Nope, it's in Durand.
It's in Durand.
Don't go to Sparta.
I was thinking about Butterfest here because that was also going, and that's at Memorial Park in Sparta. Anyway, it's in Memorial Park here in Durand. And this is all also open to the public?
Yeah, it is. In fact, we really hope people find us or walk by and are interested in what we've got going on. We're always looking for volunteers. Obviously, donorship is a huge thing for us. We're privately funded. Most of us are volunteers, so very limited budget, which means we don't need a lot of support, but we're always interested in people who can participate as volunteers, as tutors, and just generally spread the word. We know there's a lot of people in the community who have needs who just either haven't heard about us or are maybe a little bit hesitant to reach out. So we'd love to see those people there and really just broaden the impact that we're having in the community.
We're talking with Stacy Hartung this morning with the Buffalo Pepin Literacy Alliance, their recognition event on June 20th. Coming up, we're going to talk with one of the Alliance's students, Donna Kern, who's a student with the Alliance, but is also an author, too. We're going to talk with Donna here a little bit about her time with being a student with the Literacy Alliance and the book as well. We'll talk with Donna about that here coming up. Right now, here's Rodney Atkins. This is If You're Going Through Hell. Good morning. It's 9:19.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down.
about 100 different demons breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire, walk right through it, you might get out, or the devil.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rodney Atkins, if you're going through hell, 922. I'm Brian Winnikins. And again, the Buffalo Pep and Literacy Alliance holding their recognition event on June 20th at Memorial Park here in Durant. And joining us as well with Stacy Hartung from the Alliance, Donna Kern. She's a student of the Alliance, and she's also an author now too, which is really kind of cool. Donna, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. Well, When did you become a student of the Alliance?
I just happened to see it down by the park, and I thought, oh, I'll just check it out, and I decided to join in.
And so, how did the Alliance help you out?
Just to be more positive and just give me that oomph in life and feel good about myself, more positive.
That's awesome. So what made you decide to write the book?
I've always wanted to write a book.
Really?
For these little kids. I've been working at kinder care for almost 25 years.
Okay.
And my heart is just for the little kids.
Okay. And so did Stacy and the members of the Alliance kind of give you some tips on writing the book, or did you just kind of do it on your own?
We kind of just found the people, and they helped too.
Okay.
And this lady named Linda Schwab, she was helping me. Awesome job.
Really?
Working with me.
Okay.
And she's never done that either.
So tell us about that. What's the name of the book?
It's Squeaky the Guinea Pig. It's about sharing and healthy foods and how to hang on to a pet and just to care for a pet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And so how long did it take you to write it?
About a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
By the time we found all our people.
Okay. And then obviously for the illustrated, who helped you illustrate the book? Because obviously with the kids' books, a lot of times they want to have pictures. So who helped you with the illustration?
We found someone.
Yeah.
You found a member? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And so now, is the book available for sale?
Yes, you can get it on Amazon, or you can get it at Heike's in Durant.
Oh, okay.
It's sold there, too.
Okay, okay. And for the kids that have read it, have they come back to you and said, you like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they wanted me to sign it. A lot of the kids at KinderCare brought the books back to me to have them sign.
Okay, so I guess and you'll have the book as well at the upcoming recognition event?
I might have a couple.
Okay, okay. So you're going to write a sequel?
Yeah, I'm thinking about writing. My son, Jacob Kern, works at the Durant Smokehouse.
Okay.
And I got permission to use them.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to write, my second one will be Squeaky is going to work. He's going to learn how to work.
Okay.
At the smokehouse.
Really?
And learn it all.
Oh, wow. That's, you know, now that's actually something I would, I would say, you know, that could be a dual thing, not only for kids, but you probably will want to talk with Wisconsin Farm Bureau and Ag in the Classroom. They might be very interested because there's an agricultural end to what goes on at the smokehouse. So that is something to keep that in mind. Well, that, and you just, it was just something because just, of the alliance?
For, yeah, you that to, and the little kids. I just wanted to do something good for these little kids.
That's awesome. So you'll be able to get copies of the book again, Hikey Pharmacy and on Amazon, or at the upcoming recognition event with the Buffalo Pepin Literacy Alliance on June 20th at Memorial Park. And 6:30 it starts.
6 to 7:30.
So 6 to 7:30 for that. Well, congratulations, Donna. Thanks for
coming in.
Stacy, you too. Thanks for coming in. But we're going to actually go into a break. We'll do a song, and then Stacy, I want to have you come back. We want to just talk a little bit about this here. A little bit more. A couple questions I got for you, but we'll do that here coming up. It's 9:26.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Wisconsin, home to the finest dairy products, is dedicated to building strong local connections with consumers like you. Start your day off right with a legendary June Dairy Month breakfast. With the summer around the corner, we're excited to introduce new recipes for your culinary adventures. Whether it's a barbecue or a picnic, our dairy delights bring joy to families and friends. Here's to a summer brimming with dairy memories. Visit wisconsindairy.com to check out these recipes.
This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This June, join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin in celebrating June Dairy Month. Indulge in the rich flavors and creamy goodness of Wisconsin dairy. From farm to table, our dairy farmers work tirelessly to bring you the highest quality milk, cheese, ice cream, and more. Dive into the 13 essential nutrients packed in every serving of Wisconsin milk. Raise a glass and celebrate June Dairy Month with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, because nothing beats the taste of Wisconsin dairy.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Uh-huh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Teller down at the bank, you're just another checking account. To the plumber that came today, you're just another house. At the airport ticket counter, you're just another fare. At the beauty shop at the mall, well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey. To the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, you're just another tip. To the guy at the ice cream, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have a clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. When you don't feel important, honey, all I've got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. You think you're one of millions, but you're one in a million to me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes. Tell me, can't you see? You're everything to me. That's all.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD and Brad Paisley and the World, 934. I'm Brian Winnikin. Stacy Hartung with the Buffalo Pepin Literacy Alliance joins us one final time here as they have their June 20th recognition event coming up at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7:30 at Memorial Park here in Durand. And Stacy, so when Donna approached you.
I'm so glad this is where you're going, because I was going to say, I got to spend some time.
So when she approached you, what was the reaction?
So literally the event that we're having on Thursday, she was walking by a few years ago, right? And so can often tell someone who's curious, but maybe just a little bit shy or nervous to engage. So I kind of spotted her, and then she found the absolute perfect person in our group, Linda Schaub. She's the best. And, you know, the hardest part for people to reach out to us is being vulnerable to say, hey, I need some help, or I have this goal that feels insurmountable with somebody else, kind of without somebody else behind me. So her reaching out to our group really just started as kind of let's work on English language stuff. Let's work on grammar. And then I was like, okay, I have this idea. I want to write this book. And I remember Linda bringing that back to the group, and it was like, oh my goodness, I've never written a book. Have you, Brian?
No.
Yeah, see? And so I thought, what an amazing accomplishment if we can help make this happen. So like Donna was saying, it was a lot of networking. So we had a lot of really great affiliate programs that were sharing contacts with for editors and illustrators. And, you know, really it just came down to Donna believing in herself and taking the time to work with Linda to really put the concept down, taking some feedbacks, right? Feedback is a learning curve. People call it a gift. I always ask for a receipt so I can return it. But anyway, you know, taking all of those micro steps to really get to this goal, and we feel so honored as an organization to even be affiliated with Donna and her success. Her book is a manifestation of someone who really believed that she could do it. We gave her really a little support. It was largely her, and we are so proud. And honestly, we're heralding it as a huge accomplishment for not just Donna, but us, because we know that there are other people, maybe their goal isn't to write a book, but simply to read to their child or to be able to help them with online learning or to get a GED because something happened in their life and they didn't finish high school. We are that partner that can help them directly, indirectly. We just need those people to feel comfortable and have that moment of confidence where they reach out to us, because that is when the magic happens, is when we actually connect with those students who need our services. We're so proud of Donna. Like, we're beaming. We're super excited for her to be part of Thursday's event, too, just to share her story, because we feel like her story is other people's story. That's just not written yet.
So it's the Buffalo Pepin Literacy Alliance's recognition event. It's coming up on June 20th. Again, 6 to 7:30 at Memorial Park here in Durant. Come on out, see what's going on, and just visit with members of the Alliance as well. And you can also visit with Donna as well, Donna Kern, who was a student of the Alliance and wrote the book Squeaky the Guinea Pig, Part 1. Part 2 is on the way just around the corner. Coming up, we're going to have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Have the early numbers for you. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Farm Center and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk up 5 to 2001, August down 10 to 2024, September down 7 to 2023, October milk steady at 2004. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher with triple-digit gains this morning, as while the cash cattle markets really didn't provide a lot of direction last week, looks like they might be providing some direction higher this week. Meanwhile, hog futures, well, the long liquidation does return, at least to start out the week, as they are moving lower. June live cattle up $1.47 to $183.65. August feeder cattle up $2.25 to $257.17. June hogs down 2 cents to $92.50. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are higher. Soybeans are relatively mixed. And now there is a little bit of a corrective bounce for corn and beans on oversold chart and technical items due to concerns that the weather could turn hot and dry into mid-June for portions of the U.S. corn and bean belt. Meanwhile, wheat prices, they are moving mostly lower as harvest pressure continues here in the U.S. And now there's chances for rain in Russia coming up, and that could help their wheat crops. New crop corn up 1.25 to 468 and a half. New crop beans now down 2.25 to 1155 and a half. Chicago wheat, July down 15 and a half to 612. Minneapolis wheat, July down 13 and a half to 681. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Plenty of sunshine in the sky today as a high-pressure system sits overhead, providing calm winds and comfortable temperatures in the low 70s. We'll stay clear again tonight and fall quite crisp. Then we get a little wet tomorrow with some showers and storms. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 61.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. Made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, well, it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, "Oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is.
could have played it just one more time. But a little while later, we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool. AM, FM, XM, too. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back on, but here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I want to dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen her smile when I broke out my guitar. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink sounds me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 and PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling. Peaked in high school. I'm not.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD, and Megan Maroney, and I'm not pretty, I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that the Arkansas Creek Park Day coming up this Saturday at the Arkansas Creek Park. Visit the Arkansas Fur, Fish, and Game Club's Facebook page for more information and a complete listing of events. Let's run down today in history for this June 10th. 1639, the very first log cabin was constructed on the American continent, I guess, at Fort Christiana in Wilmington, Delaware. Huh. Well, they weren't using Lincoln logs, that's for sure, but something that looked like Lincoln logs, right? 1692, Bridget Bishop was the first victim of the Salem witch trials. She was hanged for witchcraft in the colony of Massachusetts. 1752, Benjamin Franklin took out a kite into a storm to see if the key attached to the string would draw an electrical charge. And yes, it did. I guess thank you, Mr. Franklin, for that. Because without Mr. Electricity, where would we all be at, right? 1854, the first class graduated from the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Happy birthday to the Girl Scouts of America, incorporated on this date in 1915. 1924, the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, was broadcast on NBC Radio in living color, even though it was on the radio. It became the first political convention heard on the radio. Alcoholics Anonymous, founded on this date in 1935 in Akron, Ohio. 1943, the ballpoint pen was invented. Wow, really? It took that long? Okay. Also, in 1977, James Earl Ray escapes from a Tennessee prison while serving out his life sentence for the 1968 assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He would be captured 3 days later. 1985, Coca-Cola says, "We're bad, we're sorry, we'll never do it again." They come back with their 99-year-old formula after the debacle with New Coke that tasted just like Pepsi. Yuck! Of course, I still think it was all a marketing ploy because it comes out as Coca-Cola Classic. Of course, that ended up just, okay, we're going back to, we'll just call it Coke because this new formula, nobody liked it. 2002, Mafia figure John Gotti died. The Dapper Don was known for his connections to the Gambino crime family. As for his movie star demeanor, he died in prison while serving out a life sentence on racketeering charges. He was 61. When they get the accountants involved, that's how they get them. In 2007, after six seasons, the HBO hit mob drama The Sopranos comes to an end. A lot of people didn't like it. They're like, what, this is the ending? Seriously? Really? And in 2016, ice hockey legend Gordie Howe passed away at the age of 88. Mr. Hockey's one of the greatest ice hockey players of all time, holding the NHL record for most games and seasons played. That's what happened on this date in history.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Merle Haggard, and moving on, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnikitz. And thank you to Randy Larson with Low Ran.